So let's get into the social effects of what happens when the world sees this financial reset. And in America, a country that seems to be already on the verge of, I don't know, a shattered psyche of uncertainty, division, and so on. The media has been a hate machine for many years, just trying to drive hatred and racial division into the culture. The schools have been teaching racial division and victimology. And then on top of that, what happens, Steve, when the dollar fails, the cryptos plunge, the banks are frozen, the food stamps stop, and the police aren't there? They're already announcing, don't even come to LA, we can't protect you. The defunding of police is accelerating. Even the firefighters at that point will probably say, there's nothing we can do. What happens when the American psyche is shattered? And in one moment, all across the country, they realize not only did the government lie to us, that they stole everything from us and there's nothing left. What happens next?
Well, then the law of the urban jungle kicks in. And, you know, where it used to be known as survival of the fittest, it will be, to quote the words of Jesus, and I can't do it better than he did it, Mike, than he defined it. It will be such a period of time that there's never been anything like it, nor would be again. In essence, the contextual ability to understand it is going to be way worse than most can imagine. Because again, remember, global chaos has to come before the New World Order. We're seeing the cities burning. We're seeing shopping by broken windows. In essence, you know, if you want to take it, we have become a lawless nation. And the supreme traders, my words, that used to be in SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, have absolutely thrown justice, equality, and equity out the window. So it's going to be every man for himself. As I said, and I stand by this, when it gets that bad, I don't know when, it will be, you'll only be able to keep what you're willing to fight and die for. Same thing with liberty, same thing with freedom. And there will always be those people that will prey. The predators will always follow the caribou. And unfortunately, we are now watching, in my opinion, but in the eyes of the world, the United States has turned into a third world country. We have urine and fecal contaminant on the streets of San Francisco that they have to put cell phone maps on so people can avoid it. The smell has reached the heights of the wind currents. It's no longer safe. It's no longer safe in Seattle. It's no longer safe at night, or during the day in San Francisco. Los Angeles is a lost cause. And the thing is that all of these cities have one thing in common. De blah, blah, Blasio's New York. Crime is rampant. Murder. Let's take Lori Light in the head, the mayor of Chicago. Murder's off the charts there. So what we're seeing is what the Bible refers to, and it's a great statement. We're seeing the mystery of iniquity when there is no law. And that's what is breaking down. Look at all these leftist hell holes like San Francisco. The mayor, who likes to party, and you know, she got caught without her mask, you know, at a club or something, but now she's saying, well, we can't put up with this because people don't even think right. They're stealing Louis Vuitton handbags, they're stealing designer clothing, they're stealing, you know, anything that looks like it's worth money. And you know, that is charged because of the, if you will, the elites wanting to acquire it. And Mike, here's the thing. It even when riots break out, what good's a big screen TV if you run out of soup in your pantry, you know? I mean, it's crazy. So here's the thing. Food and water will be sought after. And I hate to tell people, but if you want a realistic approach to what is going to it's going to look like, go read about the siege of Stalingrad. Watch what happens to a civilized nation. Look, we can go to Venezuela. We can go to the different places, Lebanon, the Middle East. Lebanon used to be, especially Beirut, used to be the jewel of the Mediterranean. And now it's just a battlefield. So, you know, I guess the best answer is battlefield America. But we're not only fighting each other, because again, the Bible says ethnos against ethnos. When it says kingdom against kingdom, it's talking about earthly kingdoms. But you know, when it's talking about nations against nations, we're watching it. We're seeing the rise of nations. Obviously, it doesn't matter if it's black, white, everybody, Aryan nations, black nations. The division of basically the Obama nation, and I use that word Obama nation in the same category as abomination, has set up such racial strife, class envy, and now it's moving from the philosophical realm or even discussion realm to taking it to the streets. And it's kill whitey, or it's kill this, kill that, kill everybody. But see, that's the problem. We have now a nation that, I should say this, won't speak up, and there's no desire, in my opinion, in the United States for people to live. They look for a political solution in Donald Trump to a spiritual problem. It didn't come. They set their hopes and affections on somebody doing something for them, i.e. the Supreme Court, i.e. Congress, Senate, i.e. and every single one of America's hallmark agencies, from the Central Intelligence Agency, National Security Agency, Defense Intelligence Agency, National Recon Office, and then everything in between is compromised already, the FBI. So here's the thing. There is no law in the land. And how is it that people that get caught for murder, if they're black or Hispanic, get released on very little bond, and we've got 450 Americans who did nothing, are still in jail in Washington, D.C., and they're being, listen, they're being tortured. And yet, where is the outrage? Can I tell you something? It's outrageous that there's no outrage at the lack of lawless, at the lack of law and the rule of law. And unfortunately, Mike, we're there. And you know as well as I do that there's no turning back from this point. There's none.
We are living under a tyrannical, lawless regime that stole the election and holds political dissidents as political prisoners in horrendous, torture-infested jail cell facilities in the swamp in D.C. That's absolutely true. Maybe we can talk about that even more, but I want to bring us back to the chaos of the cities. You covered a lot there. Let me add that in Beverly Hills, liberals are buying handguns like never before. So you have anti-gun leftists buying guns and getting trained on them. And by the way, just as a little side note, your typical liberal thinks that 50 rounds of ammunition is enough. Boy, are they going to be surprised. Secondly, you've got the smash and grab breaking of car windows and looting of cars happening, even as cars sit at red stoplights in the Bay Area, and not just San Francisco, but the greater Bay Area, Oakland, of course, and so on. You've got people now parking their cars and leaving the trunks open, the back, you know, the hatchback wide open. They clean out their own cars of everything. They leave the back open, and they put notes on their cars that say, please don't break the windows. There's nothing in the car. That's how crazy it has become. You've got the leader of the police union for L.A. Police Department law enforcement officers saying, don't come to L.A. We can't protect you. And in addition, you now have a trend spreading across America where when black individuals engage in violent crime and murder white people, black jurists will set the black person free. They will never prosecute. They will never have a guilty verdict against a black person. This is now a race-based jury nullification phenomenon that is spreading across America. And it's interesting because, of course, jury nullification is a very powerful force that can be used for good and can be used for liberty and to protect individual rights. But when it is coupled with only protecting people of a certain color, then that's a very strange phenomenon, and you run the risk of allowing violent people to go free. And finally, the DAs in these left-wing cities, many of whom are financially supported by George Soros, these DAs are letting people go. Violent criminals are being let loose. There are no bail policies that are pushed by people like AOC and other members of Congress and local DAs and so on. So you can have somebody who stabs a person in New York City, gets arrested, gets let out on bail the same day, goes and stabs another person. And the police can't do anything about it because the DAs are just letting the lawlessness spread. And we also saw, by the way, to add to that, Governor Newsom in California and other governors releasing violent criminals by claiming COVID is here and we can't have COVID spreading in the prisons. Therefore, let's just release all the violent criminals into society. So, Steve, they're doing it on purpose, obviously. They're creating chaos on purpose.
Well, mayhem is the order of the day. I'm on record. People said that can't be true. Forget the word socialist, everyone. It's a communist takeover and takedown, even so much so that I believe, Mike, it was a senator, Democratic senator, that addressed Communist Party USA's meeting, okay? And so remember this, everybody, is that peace, liberty, and justice for all was one of the hallmarks, at least equal justice under the law, was one of the hallmarks of the United States of America. Now, when you turn Superman into a transgendered questioning superhero, and you have, if you will, I remember watching the Superman movies when it's truth, justice, and the American way. And now, basically, that doesn't exist. So here's the thing, Mike. All of the young people have been mostly in public education and the university level. They've had their brains sucked out by communists. And look, I know what the word communist means. There has been no communist revolution that has ever succeeded without a lot of bloodshed and a lot of slaughter. The last bastion of freedom that America has is our freedom to defend ourselves with firearms. And you just brought up the left liberals in Beverly Hills. You know, remember this, you can afford to be liberal when it's everybody else's money and everybody else's property that's being burned or stolen. But when it comes to yours, that's not fair. And so now the very, I would say, nightmare scenario of the Frankenstein economy in the United States, Frankenstein, this piece, that piece, it's a monster, is absolutely coming apart at the seams. You know, instead of designer handbags, I'd advise the women that can afford that to go get, seriously, combat pistol training. I'm not kidding. And to understand that the women suffer the most, all you have to do, again, is look at Stalingrad. All you have to do is look at Europe, Western Europe, after World War II and even the Allies, you know, taking over formerly held German territory. Everything is up for sale, including human beings.
Steve, even right now, even before this collapse, we are seeing parents handing their 9-year-old daughters over to CNN producer pedophiles. CNN is absolutely infested with pedophiles. It's a child trafficking network that pushes out hate crimes against America. There's been a Project Veritas expose of a second producer. This is in addition to the one that worked with Chris Cuomo, I believe, the one that's been charged by the DOJ for child trafficking. The mother was willing to partake in this, allegedly. Now, we both know Bob Griswold, and he has warned publicly that what he has seen in third world countries is, in times of desperation, parents would begin pimping out their own children in order to just to get a meal, to not starve to death. In times of desperation, people who are already, they already have abandoned morality and ethics, especially in these blue cities, there's nothing they won't do, including leasing out their own children as, you know, sex brothels, in order to earn enough money to purchase a meal. Sadly, this appears to be, I mean, it's happening even before the collapse. What do you think is going to happen after the collapse?
Well, first of all, it's only going to worsen, but I think sex trafficking and child sacrifice go hand in hand. The true stories coming out of Epstein's Island of Perverts and, you know, Bill Clinton's 27 tours of Epstein's Island and all of the child trafficking charges, especially against CNN, Communist News Network, in my opinion, is just the facade, Mike, of how truly perverted this nation is. And I maintain that when human life in the womb quit being protected, that's the issue about abortion. Look, we can't even reproduce any longer. The male virulency rate, our sperm count is so low. You know, the institution of marriage, it no longer exists in the way it used to. There's no morality being passed down. And the Bible says that we're watching the time when each man does that which is right in his own sight. That is not civilization. That is basically a return to the times of total barbarism beyond anything most people can divine. And that's what I was kind of alluding to. When the Allies came in to Italy, you know, and drove the Germans out, husbands would sell their wives for a tin. And Bob Griswold, you know, can quote the page number of this. They'd sell their wives, prostitute them out for, I guess, a tin of sea rations. And it's even watching in Afghanistan, after that affront on the word human being that turned over $95 billion and then abandoned the Christians in Afghanistan, the women and children, and said, blame Trump. You know, again, ladies and gentlemen, can I say something? Mike, this is the bottom line. If their lives aren't worth anything or even worth fighting for or speaking up against, then what makes your life worth anything worth fighting for or standing up against? Because in the alt-news world that we're in, Mike, the thing that we're trying to give people is a T word, the truth. But people are so accustomed to lies, they believe the lies because lies release people from two words, responsibility and accountability. And that's one thing in America that no longer exists.
Now, Battlefield America is also going to entail mass starvation and food desperation. So what people need to understand is that once we have a failure of the financial system, that of course food can only appear in grocery stores because of the transactional infrastructure from farming and food processing and manufacturing, logistics, truckers, deliveries to the grocery stores, and of course retail transactions, and then the payroll of every person all the way through that entire supply chain. If you lose banking, even if it's a temporary freeze, then you lose the ability to meet payroll. And thus everything shuts down, including payroll of power plants, nuclear power plants, not just coal-fired power plants, but also municipal workers who run the sewage plants in your city. So the scenario that people need to really be ready for, especially in these big blue cities, is the sewers stop working, the water stops working, the banks stop working, the food stops working, the power is off, there are no police, no firefighters, no communications, no cell towers. And imagine that in LA when the violent element is just completely unleashed to do whatever they want to do, and they've been indoctrinated with hatred because of CNN and MSNBC and, you know, the liberal media. But talk to us about the food scarcity and how that's tied into the mental breaking point of people as they become increasingly hungry.
Well, first of all, you know, one of the famous statements in war theory, and you know, different people have quoted it, von Clausewitz in his classic thick book like that on war, said when goods don't cross borders, armies do. I'm on record as saying the states in the United States will break off into their own areas, and the greatest commodities in the world of the most value would be food and water. We know that people historically will sell everything when they start to starve. We also know, Mike, that any cult and any takeover group that's going to feed people is going to give them all kinds of junk food, but they're sure not going to get any protein, and they're going to basically, what I would call anatomically lobotomize people, okay? They're going to cut nutrition. They're going to cut nutritional supplements. But here's how it plays out. Starving people begin to go mad, okay? And you've got to have your brain have nourishment. And this is the problem. By the way, the head of the CIA years ago, Bill Casey, made the statement, well, no, our mind control efforts have been effective when everything the American people believe is a lie. That's who said that statement. And what's critical for people to understand is that, this is, again, less than 96 hours old. I understand by a meeting that took place in Europe with some of the most powerful heads of government or their representatives that they were told to start drying up the food, drying up, in other words, not resupplying grocery stores, wholesale grocers, and the place warehouse grocers, in essence, to shut it down. And I believe even all of these strikes among some of the biggest food chains, the punishment of their unvaccinated workers, I don't think people appreciate the grocery man. They certainly don't appreciate the garbage man. I want to say something, too, how I know Russia's in motion for a war immediately. This has to do with your statement. How many people, including me, I've never dealt with dead bodies in the street. I know servicemen who have. I've never watched, dogs that have been turned loose because their masters can't afford to eat them, dragging body parts. And Russia even just announced yesterday that they're putting their teams of how to deal with mass casualties already into motion. You wouldn't be putting teams into motion if this was a drill. I've watched every Russian civil defense drill for the last 40 years at least, okay, and 50 years. So what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, the United States has no civil defense, it has no preparation, it has no government coming to your rescue, but all they've got FEMA camps where you can always check in, but you can never check out.
So I will add a prediction to all of that, Steve, and that is that many counties and cities in America, because there will be such a die-off, that they will be unable to successfully collect property taxes because, well, the owners are dead. Instead, counties and cities will begin auctioning off salvage rights to what were once private properties, homes, apartments, even commercial buildings. They will auction salvage rights, and there will be a whole new industry of salvaging products, stored food, firearms, jewelry, everything out of the homes of the dead. And of course, before that happens, there will have to be some teams that go in and remove the dead. And that will actually be a very, lucrative, high demand industry of removing dead people from apartment buildings and homes and offices or wherever they've died. Died from starvation, died from bioweapons, which we're going to talk about here, because as you know, Steve, they're likely to release more. But once the dead are removed, they're going to auction off the salvage for this. And there's going to be an entire salvage industry of secondhand cars, for example, whose prices will implode. Used vehicles are very expensive now. As the die-off accelerates, used vehicles will become dirt cheap. Homes will become dirt cheap because of the population reduction. And used appliances will be frequently salvaged and resold. You'll be able to buy a secondhand washing machine, or a toaster even, or secondhand display, secondhand computer, secondhand firearms, all of it. So these are the new industries, the death industries, following the mass death by Big Pharma and the financial collapse and the chaos and the war that's happening. So I just wanted to relay that picture, Steve, but you have any comments on that? You want to elaborate on that?
Well, yeah, I think we're already seeing it. Gangs now are, and criminals are actually, Mike, holding up 18-wheelers. I know of a couple trucking companies that literally have armed guards before their trucks and behind their trucks. I believe all these ships that are sitting moored in the harbors, whether it's LA Harbor, Long Beach Harbor, any place that has a freight transport or a freight receiving and transport hub, I believe that all of those ships waiting in the water, I believe they're going to be piratized. And the same salvage statement you're making, they're going to basically throw over, move over. A lot of them have cranes on the ships. And they're going to float those things in on the beach. And you're going to have basically what I call the cabana sale of the century, because appliances, and I hope everybody understands this, I said earlier in the program that China is shutting down its exports. And I drew attention to, obviously, pharmaceuticals. But we've depended on China for so much that, quite candidly, Mike, anything that's going to be available is going to command a price. And people will be trading and bartering. That's how it's always worked in history. We're returning to that. But the criminal element will seize on all those shipping containers because the average shipping container can carry up to, I think, 40,000 pounds times a million containers. You're talking about a lot of stuff in those containers. You're also going to see farmlands that are productive have armed guards around them, literally machine gun towers. You're going to see that even the stealing of a single blade of wheat is going to be a criminal offense. So what you're saying is absolutely this. And again, it goes to the victors go the spoils. And so, you know, there are people already, I'm sure, getting ready to integrate that which you're speaking of. Because remember, if they go into vaccination mandatory and people resist, even unto costing them their lives, what happens to all this stuff in your house? What happens to the mortgage? What happens to this, that, and the other thing? But what most people won't realize is that most mortgages in the United States have already been sold multiple times through multiple derivatives market, through multiple entities. And when you had China being owed $4 trillion from the U.S., they got a lot of mortgage money behind the scenes, which goes to your Evergrande statement earlier in the show. So what's going to happen is the market, the reality-based market, is going to be, look, let's say you have a Ford truck in those days, and, you know, let's say it's an older truck, an 85 or something. I say, Mike, I'll give you 5 ounces of gold. And you find out on shortwave that gold's 4,000 an ounce. That's 20,000 bucks. You're going to take the ounces of gold because then you go down the street, and obviously where you live, you could buy a cow for probably 2 ounces of gold, $8,000. So it's all going to reference in a barter economy into what's a person willing to sell it for and what's a person willing to pay for it.
Yeah, I see.
I think you're exactly right. I imagine we're going to see gold and silver used as direct currency, not being translated through dollars or anything else. As you said, people will buy farms with gold or vehicles with gold and silver, or they'll buy food from farmers using silver. Now, you just mentioned that you anticipate there being firearms guard towers on farms. So I want to ask your opinion on instant justice, because the law enforcement overlay of society that creates the impression that society is polite, that overlay is rapidly vanishing. There will be no calling 911 and having other men with guns come and solve your problem. The justice system is a wreck. It is a complete failure. It prosecutes innocent people like Roger Stone and does not prosecute guilty people like Hillary Clinton and many others. So it's a long list. So the justice system, no one trusts it anymore, and the police aren't coming to save you. What does this mean, in your opinion, Steve, in terms of will there be on-site executions of thieves, for example? Will there be community-based law enforcement that even adheres to that, to say, you know, looters are hanged, for example, and maybe they hang them up and put up a sign as a warning to other looters? Is that where this is going?
Well, absolutely, because it'll be the law of the jungle. It'll be the urban law of cities. And, you know, the word vigilantism, most people know this. It started in Montana, down at one of our Virginia city, Hank Plummer, the gangs, the people took the law into their own hands. And that's kind of an interesting thing about Montana. But what happens, Mike, I think we're going into self-organizing collectives. If there are five people that think like you and I do, 10, 50, how about ex-vets that have been just, you know, brutalized by the system? They will join together to defend their families, their children, and each other. Because again, you know, let's just say this. Liberals can only be liberals as long as nothing touches their doorpost. But look at everybody who used to be the quasi-wealthy liberal. Again, Beverly Hills is a good example of it. There's an example. Or how about Venice Beach? If you've ever been to Venice Beach, there's some high-dollar real estate, used to be, but now it's turned into a sewage. So what you see on the streets, you're going to see moving into houses. You're going to see abandoned houses being squatterized. And obviously, if the sewers don't work, what happens to the basic premise of sanitation equals good health? Lack of sanitation equals bad health. And most people are going to say, but when does the garbage man come? My answer to that is when you drop dead and they come to pick you up. And I'm not being sarcastic, because again, what you defined is going to be basically, and I hate to sound it like this, but it's going to be a mortuary type setting of get what you can take what you can get, and then be willing to fight. And I'm not saying, I'm not promoting this. I'm telling you, those are the things that are in the background now, because people were too afraid to speak up. They were too afraid to launch recall petitions. We watched the presidency be stolen. We watched people that claimed to be Christians and the vice president, he had the authority, didn't use it. Trump had the authority. You see, again, what I'm trying to say, I don't blame those guys. I do Pence for treachery, in my opinion. But I blame the people, apathy, indifference, and believing that someone's going to come to your rescue. And like I said, even Batman and Superman have turned. You can't even call them. And Ghostbusters, forget it, you know. You'll probably get, I won't even tell you what my opinion of the Ghostbusters movie is, the latest one. But trust me, you're not going to get any reality or scope of liberty, equal justice, and the law. It'll become vigilantism. It'll become when people join a gang, it'll be gang warfare. When they join a gang, you have certain parameters within the gang. You stay within those parameters, you're protected by the gang. And Mike, we have so many gang members in this country. It's in the millions. And we have a situation now where they have better organization, better communication, better weapons, better arms, and basically have no hesitancy to kill anybody they need to kill to get whatever they want to get.
Thank you for watching 2022 Battlefield America, brought to you by Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv. We are free speech platforms, and you are free to not only speak your mind and post your own videos on Brighteon.com, you're also free to repost this video series on your own channels or other platforms. Just give us credit here at Brighteon.com, so we can continue to create more amazing docu-series videos like this and bring them to you free of charge. Also, I provide a daily podcast update that's also free. It's on Brighteon.com each day, Monday through Friday. It's under the channel HR Report, which stands for Health Ranger Report. And there I bring you a detailed analysis of the most important news items of the day and how it's going to impact us as we try to navigate and survive this global war against humanity that's being waged right now before our very eyes. Just go to Brighteon.com each day to find that podcast, and also check out the amazing lineup of live shows and hosts each day on Brighteon.tv. And there we have Pastor Leon Benjamin, and we have Ann Vandersteel. We've even got Patrick Byrne and many other hosts who have shows, amazing shows, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. That's free of charge, streaming on Brighteon.tv. Finally, we also have free downloadable audiobooks you can get right now. There's no charge. You can download the MP3 audio files to your local device or computer, plus a downloadable printable transcript in a PDF document that you can get for free. One book is called The Global Reset Survival Guide, and another one's called Survival Nutrition. These books are filled with extremely valuable life-saving information, and they cost you nothing. You can get them right now by going to naturalnews.com and clicking on the audiobooks link at the top of the page. More audiobooks are coming, by the way, including books about preparedness, survival, and the global warfare that now seems about to break out across our planet. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, the founder of Natural News. I'm known as the Health Ranger. And I'm going to do my best to keep bringing you information like this with amazing guests like Steve Quayle and others using this platform to help fight for humanity on Team Humanity, as frankly, we're fighting for our very survival right now in a global depopulation, genocidal, ethnic cleansing campaign that has targeted human civilization for extermination. Thank you for watching, and thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams. God bless you all. Take care.